Russian residents are trembling as they witness a Ukrainian drone strike on the Ryazan oil refinery in central Russia, causing a massive fire. Ukraine has stepped up hitting Russian oil and natural gas infrastructure in response to attacks on its territory by Russia, which began its war in February 2022. Separately, officials say that a Ukrainian drone attack also sparked a blaze in recent days at an oil depot in Sochi, the southwestern Russian resort that hosted the 2014 Winter Olympic Games. Several more regions have been hit by Ukraine, reportedly killing several people. However, Russia's defense ministry says its air defense systems have destroyed 112 Ukrainian drones over Russian territory in a nearly 9-hour period from Friday night to Saturday morning. Moscow also blames Kiev for a fire near the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, after Ukrainian shelling. The Russian-installed administration of the plant in Ukraine said the fire had been brought under control and that there had been no casualties. Yet it has done little to stop Russia from attacking Ukraine, which plunged into mourning over the scores of people who reportedly were killed and more than 150 injured in the worst airstrikes on the capital Kiev in more than a year. Among the victims are children and infants. Drones have increasingly become a crucial asset in modern warfare for Ukraine and Russia. Yet Ukraine's anti-corruption agencies say they have uncovered a major graft scheme involving overpriced drone supply deals just days after Parliament voted to restore the agency's independence. The National Anti-Corruption Bureau and the Specialized Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office say suspects received payments of up to 30% of the contract's value. The anti-corruption bodies did not identify the four people detained, but they said a Ukrainian lawmaker, local district and city officials, and National Guard service members were involved in the scheme. Ukraine has come under pressure from the European Union to tackle corruption as it seeks to join the EU bloc. The ongoing fighting and turmoil come as a setback for U.S. President Donald J. Trump, who last week gave Russia 10 days to agree on a ceasefire or face severe sanctions. Trump says he has deployed nuclear-capable submarines to the appropriate regions in response to what he called highly provocative statements by Russia's former president Dmitry Medvedev on social media. Medvedev had said Trump's threats to sanction Russia and a recent ultimatum were a threat and a step towards war involving Russia and the United States. Recent rounds of peace talks in Istanbul, Turkey, have done little to end the more than 3-year armed conflict that is believed to have killed and injured over 1 million people and displaced millions more. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss. Reporting.